Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
Be strengthened with power through His Spirit into the inner man, and put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the stratagems of the devil. These verses are from the book of Ephesians and give us a practical way to become the man-child, the overcomers, the stronger part among God's people. And joining us today with this very practical fellowship is Ed Marks. Ed, welcome back to the program.
I'm happy to be back, Chris, and I hope all of us believers, we need to pray, Lord, have mercy on me and constitute me into one of your overcomers so that I can be a person in the body who hastens your coming.
Ed, we spent all of last week talking about the Antichrist, the beast out of the sea, as he's identified in chapter 13. And then on Friday, we touched the other beast, the beast from the earth, the false prophet. You and I were together midweek, and one of the programs where we talked about the Antichrist, you said something that I would like to go back to because I think it ties into where we're at today. We were talking about the Antichrist as he's revealed in 2 Thessalonians and this expression, the mystery of lawlessness that's operating in the world today. And you drew a parallel between that and the mystery of godliness also operating and this ultimate conflict that's coming between these two. Say something about that for us again today. I thought it was very good.
Yes, Chris. 1 Timothy 3 tells us, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. So the mystery of godliness, right now, even as we're speaking, God in Christ as the Spirit is dispensing himself into us. He's filling us with himself in all the parts of our being so that he can be manifested out of us so that we can be his expression. First as the body of Christ, ultimately as the New Jerusalem. Well, in 2 Thessalonians 2, you have what's called the mystery of lawlessness, which means in human society right now, there's a satanic mystery operating, causing fallen man to do things that are just a dethronement of God, just in rebellion against God. Well, eventually you have this man, the Antichrist, raised up. He's called the man of lawlessness. And he opposes God and Christ and everything of God. And eventually Christ with the overcomers comes back at the Battle of Armageddon to fight against Antichrist and his army. So what you have is that the mystery of godliness confronts the mystery of lawlessness. And the mystery of godliness defeats the mystery of lawlessness. And eventually the mystery of godliness prevails in this whole universe.
Well, Ed, this ties in today because today's program is really focused on how we can practically become this stronger part of God's people that will be there with Christ in that battle in that day. Let's join Witness Lee with our first section.
I wish to present you a picture from the book of Ephesians to show you how the book of Ephesians corresponds with the vision in Revelation 12. We have been impressed with the vision in Revelation 12. A woman with a stronger part fighting against the enemy by the word. In Ephesians, number one, we have the woman. We all know this book is a book on the church, which is the greater part of the woman. So in Ephesians, you do have the wife of Christ, the woman. Then in Ephesians 3:16, it says, I kneel to the Father to pray that you might be what? Strengthened. Strengthened into your inner man. And this is the way for us to be the stronger part. To be the stronger part within the woman is to be strengthened. Where? In our inner man. Amen. Then in the same chapter, verse 18, says that we may be strong or to be strengthened with power. Or we may be empowered to know what? To know the dimensions of the rich Christ. Amen. See, to be strengthened in us, inner man, is the way to become the stronger part. And to be empowered to know the dimensions of the riches of Christ, this is to be nourished, not just to be strengthened in our inner man, but to be nourished with all the riches of Christ, so we can be the man-child. Then in chapter 6, verse 10, be strong by putting on the armor of God. The armor of God in chapter 6 of Ephesians is just the all-inclusive Christ. Every aspect of this all-inclusive Christ to become your armor, to cover your whole being. So you can see by these three verses, to be strengthened in our inner man, to be empowered to realize the riches of Christ, and to be strong by putting on the all-inclusive Christ to be our armor. This is the way for us to be the stronger part within the woman.
Ed, I thought these three verses gave us three crucial points, very experiential, on how we could be included in the stronger part of the woman. Chapter 3, verse 16, that we would be strengthened with power through His Spirit into the inner man. Then in the same chapter, verse 18, that we may be full of strength to apprehend the dimensions of Christ. And then, of course, in chapter 6, verse 10, finally, be empowered in the Lord and in the might of His strength. Comment on these three strong verses talking about us being strengthened.
Yes, Chris, I'm so glad you read these verses. These are just marvelous verses that show us how we can become the stronger part of God's people. We saw that the man-child signifies the stronger part of God's people. Firstly, I would like to encourage our listeners every day to pray Ephesians 3, verses 14 through 19.
Mm-hmm.
A marvelous prayer there. And actually, we can pray in a simple way every day. Father, strengthen me with power through your Spirit into the inner man. This is a great prayer to pray. When we pray this prayer, Paul says, it's so that Christ can make his home in our hearts. I would encourage our listeners, pray this prayer every day. Even right now, you can say, Father, strengthen me with power through your Spirit into my inner man. This makes us the stronger part of God's people. Christ has a way to make his home in our hearts. That's number one, Chris. Also in this prayer, it says that when we're strengthened into our inner man, that we're full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth, length, height, and depth are. This means that we're full of strength to apprehend Christ in his universal dimensions and Christ in his unsearchable riches. You know, Chris, what this means is if we're going to be nourished with all the riches of Christ, we have to apprehend these riches with all the saints. This means we need to be in the fellowship of the body. When we pray, strengthen me into the inner man, Father, then we become strong to apprehend with all of the Lord's children. Just like right now, we together are apprehending the riches of Christ because we're in the fellowship of the body. Then the third thing is we have to put on the whole armor of God. We need to be empowered in the Lord, empowered in the might of his strength, and put on the whole armor of God. Well, to put on the whole armor of God is to put on the all-inclusive Christ. Chris, again, I would like to say the whole armor of God is for the entire body. The entire body of Christ puts on the whole armor. If we want to enjoy the whole armor of God, we need to be in the body of Christ practically. We need to maintain fellowship with one another. Just like it's so good that you turned on this radio program. You are in the fellowship of the body of Christ. This puts the whole armor of God on you, keeps you in the protection of the body. Chris, I just couldn't help thinking of this verse, Deuteronomy 32:30. It says, "How shall one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight?" Well, if I'm by myself and I've got the Lord with me, I can chase 1,000. But if I'm with another brother, just like I'm with you here, you and I, we can chase 10,000. Our strength gets magnified fivefold. Instead of two chasing 2,000, two chase 10,000. So, Chris, we need to pray every day, "Father, strengthen me into the inner man," and we need to be in the body, be in the fellowship of the body, and fellowship with other believers so that we can be nourished and so that we can put on the whole armor of God.
Ed, you made a point. It went by quickly, but I don't want to let it go. At least I want to bring it back and put the light on it for just a moment. You said it takes all of the members to put on all of the armor. I remember reading, and I wish I could remember the title of the book, a writing by Watchman Nee, many years ago, struggling in a matter. And he had spoken how in his early Christian life he saw many principles of fighting individually, but it was not until he discovered the principle of fighting God's enemy in the body that he really gained victory.
Yes, that's absolutely right, Chris. And I remember Watchman Nee sharing about that he couldn't get through. He was preaching the gospel in a rural area of China. He had no impact, no power. And then the Lord just impressed him, "You need to ask the people you're staying with to pray for you." And these people he was staying with, they were very uneducated, weren't even that knowledgeable about spiritual things, but they were real believers. And so when he went to them, he asked them to pray for him, and then he had the impact in his gospel preaching. That shows the principle of the body in putting 10,000 of the enemy to flight.
Yeah, there's another principle in this matter of warfare in Ephesians we want to touch in this coming section. It's later in chapter 6, 17 and 18 say, "And receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, by means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints." Please, listeners, be ready. Here comes a very key section in the ministry of Witness Lee to help you in your daily practical Christian experience.
In the book of Ephesians, you also have the enemy, the third party, not only the woman, not only the man-child, but also the enemy. Then, eventually, in the book of Ephesians, we also see what? The fighting. The fighting raged by the stronger part with the woman against the enemy. We all have to realize the whole book of Ephesians comes into this one point that we have to watch and pray. By what way? In the fighting for us to pray, we have to take the word of God by means of all prayer. Amen. We have to exercise our spirit to pray in many ways in order to pick up the word of God. Amen. To take the word of God by means of all prayer. The best way for us to fight the battle against enemy by praying is to pray-read the word. Here in Ephesians 6, the word is mainly not for narrating. But here it is the sword. And the sword doesn't nourish you. The sword kills. Kills whom? Not you, but the enemy. kills all the negative things within you. If we are going to fight against the principalities in the heavenlies, first of all, we have to have all the little bugs within us killed.
Well, Ed, we read this verse in Ephesians 6 about taking the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word, by means of all prayer. Now Witness Lee has used this term, pray, read the Word, as the best way to take the Word to have such an effect. We've never defined this term in this broadcast before. We've thrown it out here, and I'm going to give you the job. Pray reading, Ed, what are we talking about?
Well, Chris, our basis for saying this is Ephesians 6, 17 through 18. And Chris, this is a marvelous secret of enjoying Christ and of warring against God's enemy. The sword of the Spirit is the only offensive weapon that we have for fighting the enemy. Now, how do we appropriate this sword? Well, the verses say, Ephesians 6, 17 and 18, that we receive the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, by means of all prayer and petition. This is what we mean by pray reading the Word of God. We need to receive the Word by means of all prayer. This means that when we read the Word, we need to read it with prayer. We need to read it in prayer, by prayer. Chris, the Bible is the best prayer book. You can never run out of things to pray because we can pray God's Word back to Him. He speaks to us through His Word. We speak back to Him in prayer with His Word. Now, this says we take it by means of all prayer. That means we pray in various ways. We converse with the Lord with the Word of God. We can repeat the Word. We can sing the Word. And we can pray the Word back to the Lord. Like, for instance, you can be reading these verses where it says, receive the helmet of salvation. And you could say, oh, Lord, be the helmet of salvation to me. Oh, Lord, I give you my mind. Lord, save me in my mind. Even make my mind the mind of Christ today. You see, this is prayer reading the Word. Then I can come to the next phrase. Receive the sword of the Spirit. I could say, Lord, thank you for the sword of the Spirit. And this Spirit is the Word of God. Oh, Lord, I love your Word. And then we can even confess. We realize while we're pray reading, I haven't been in the Word enough. We could say, Lord, forgive me. I've left your Word. I haven't been reading your Word every day. I'd like to come back to your Word. And I can even pray for the saints. If I'm concerned about you, I could say, oh, Lord, Brother Chris, I just pray he'd enjoy the helmet of salvation today. You see, I can pray in many ways, take verses from the Bible. In many ways, I can use them for my conversation with the Lord, for my prayer to the Lord. In this way, Chris, you know what happens? Not only do I pray God's Word back to Him, but this Word becomes a killing sword to kill all the negative things within me, all my opinions, all my concepts that don't match God's Word. Everything of the adversary within me can be killed through this sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I hope this helps our listeners. We need to use God's Word as our prayer.
Ed, pick up this phrase that you don't take a sword for nourishment. The sword is for killing. This is really the way for the Word to become this killing instrument that needs to operate in our being, isn't it?
Exactly, Chris. And the thing about it is the Word is our nourishment on the one hand. John 6 shows us this. His words are spirit and life, the bread of life. Here, the Word is for killing. And we need to realize it's not just for killing the enemy outside of us, but it's for killing the adversary. You know, Satan is God's adversary. And he's infected our being with the element of sin. We have all kind of bugs inside of us, opinions, concepts, things that occupy our heart other than Christ. Well, when we pray over the Word kills our opinions, kills our concepts, kills the things that occupy our heart other than Christ. And Chris, in this way, we say amen to everything of God's Word. We don't take God's Word selectively according to what fits into our lifestyle, what fits into where we are. We need to say amen to every word of God. then this word will kill all the negative things within us and we'll be constituted with Christ.
Ed, we've gone past the time where we can go back to Witness Lee. We're going to stay on this topic for just a minute. I have a couple of follow-ups here for you. One approach that many people take, I think trying to apply these verses in a way that will have this killing effect would be to take the Bible and then try to behave according to it in order to put to death the things in our being that we are constantly plagued by. Contrast that approach with the one that you're talking about today. We're not talking about that here, are we? We're really talking about a whole different approach to experiencing the death of Christ practically applied to our being.
Exactly. It's like taking an antibiotic. When you take that antibiotic, it kills the negative things within you spontaneously. Many times the food that we eat has not just a nourishing element to it, it also kills harmful bacteria and germs in us. In the same way, when we take God's word by means of all prayer, not only does it nourish us as the bread of life, it becomes a sword within us to spontaneously kill all the negative things in our being unconsciously. And even the Lord said, he who eats me in John 6:57 shall live because of me. That means when we eat Christ as our spiritual food, there's a killing element in that food. All the negative things are killed within us. We're nourished with the riches of Christ. And spontaneously, we live him and magnify him without any effort. This is totally outside the realm of regulating our behavior. This is in the realm of enjoying Christ as the nourishing word and as the killing word. So spontaneously, we live him, we express him, we magnify him in our daily life.
And Ed, as we began the program today talking about these three key verses in Ephesians on being strengthened in our experience and being strengthened specifically into our spirit, as the Greek actually says literally, is there a better way than pray reading God's word for us to be strengthened in our inner man, strengthened to apprehend all the dimensions of Christ, and strengthened to overcome?
Chris, this is the best way. To me, this is a great discovery. All the Lord's seekers through the centuries found out this secret. Pray reading the word is the best way to enjoy the Lord and the best way to appropriate the sword so that he can kill the negative things within us.
Yeah, and I wish we had more time. I'm sorry we missed Witness Lee's last portion, but I felt like where we were at and where you were at in your unveiling of this matter, it was good to stay right there. I do believe there was some help here by the Lord's mercy. Thank you for your help and participation, and come back again very soon.
You're welcome, Chris, and I just pray that all our listeners would pick this up and pray read the Word of God every day.
Yes, perhaps you've had an experience yourself. Maybe you have never used this term to describe it, pray reading, but in effect, taking the Word of God by means of all prayer, making it our prayer book. This is not something new. This is not a new discovery. This has been the experience of God's people and his overcomers through the ages. So if you've had such an experience or would like to find out more and get more material on this subject, contact us. Please try to be with us again as we continue this really incredible life study from the book of Revelation. For Ed Marks today, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you very much for listening.